Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for your patience and for joining us here on the WKOK. Rob Center, fabulous producer, keeping up with us in the studio today. We have two Shikellamy alums on board. Dave Ritchie's back, class of 1972. He's on the board of the Shikellamy Braves Foundation, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And Steve Angle is back. He is from the class of 1976, just a young pup, and he's older than me, though, I guess 1 year older than me. But we think of Steve, hardworking down at Purdy Insurance, so he's one of their good executives there. And Dave Ritchie, retired educator, right? You're not doing any teaching at the moment?
No, not at all. I've been retired for 6 years.
Oh, my gosh. Time's marching on. So Dave,
I should say that I'm not doing any teaching, but you're always a teacher.
Anybody who listens to the basketball broadcasts around here, and football, too, now, he gets to hear Dave Ritchie and Kevin Herr. So, yeah, there's a lot of wisdom involved in that broadcast, so that's all we'll say about that. Shikellamy Braves Foundation, introduce us to the foundation. Tell us about this, Steve, if you would.
Well, the Braves Foundation was started in 2014 with the idea of creating a charitable organization and promoting and financially supporting programs in the district for the benefit of the kids that the school district could not afford or support. So it's been a slow process, but we've been building the foundation and providing grants to various programs to support the kids.
All right, and tell us some of the things that you've supported so far in this program, Dave.
Well, several items have been purchased for some of the groups or clubs or sports teams by the foundation. Wireless microphones were purchased for the theater department, and everybody knows how great Ellen Boyer's theater department is, award-winning again this year. So we assisted them because it cost a lot of money to put on those great productions. We purchased some youth football equipment. Of course, that's the foundation. It used to be the old Ivy League when you and I were in school, but now it's the it's a youth foundation. Helped them with their equipment. We helped with assist with some of the book fair purchases in the elementary program. I think one of the first things we did, Steve, though, was buy the equipment for this middle school for their TV broadcast, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, their AV equipment. And in fact, we just awarded another grant within the last week or so that they can live stream their TV production. So as the students are making the daily announcements, parents and family members can go online and watch this on their computer. So they're going to be able to live stream that probably within the next week, because they're doing a talent show the last day of school, which will be live streamed as well.
All right. So these are things coming up that you've already helped with.
One other thing, Mark, is the band association, the Marching Braves, had a little problem with a truck last year. They had a breakdown and they needed some funds to... I don't know if they purchased a new one or if they had to have it repaired, but the foundation donated some money towards that program, too.
Oh, to get that vehicle, or I guess a new vehicle was in order at that point.
Yes, and they had a very successful year last year, and unfortunately the band equipment bus, I believe it was, or equipment truck, broke down.
Caught fire too, isn't
I guess they were fortunate nobody was injured.
Right, we can't just have a breakdown where you have to get it fixed. No, it has to catch fire too. So yeah, but that vehicle's shot. So the new one is in use now. Believe it, the decals are on it. Correct, it's marked up and ready to go. Okay, so they're using that. All right, so the Shikellamy Braves Foundation knows something about chicken. So we're going to have a chicken barbecue. You guys are having a chicken barbecue tomorrow at Brewer's Outlet. Give me a few more details about that, if you would.
With the chicken barbecue was something we started last year as a fundraiser, and we were quite successful, so the group decided to do it again this year. Beginning time to pick up orders is 11 o'clock, but we also will be doing deliveries. There's a a website or a Gmail address, actually, to place your order, or you can make a phone call to 570-661-1887 or email bravesbbq@gmail.com and place your order.
All right, so that's how you can order. It's tomorrow, Brewers Outlet, 11 o'clock, which I hope everybody's familiar with that location. If you're not, it's 231 Reagan Street in Sunbury. Takeout and delivery available. It's chicken halves for $6 and platters for $9. And, again, order ahead. Over 500 pre-ordered so far is the rumor, so that makes sense that you'd want to get that in there. I can't imagine there's too many hundreds left. Generally, the barbecues are, you know, in the 600, 700, or 800 half range. BravesBBQ@gmail.com. I love your phrase at the bottom. I want your comment on this. The Shikellamy Braves Foundation is a registered 501c3 nonprofit with a singular mission: step up to serve our students. Elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, exactly. As I mentioned earlier, the idea is to support the students and programs that the school district just cannot afford any longer. You know, budgets are tight. Shikellamy is no different from any other school, and they have to pinch pennies and cut programs. So the Braves Foundation was created to make sure that these kids are not missing out on programs that they should be experiencing.
Yeah, elaborate on this.
Well, the other thing that you have to remember is the fact that we are basically a volunteer organization. There's nobody that's getting paid to run this organization. So it's something that takes a lot of time from all the members that are on it. And we have a meeting bi-monthly to try to discuss things, but sometimes it's hard to get a lot of people together. I think we're also trying to promote the fact of being able to help, all right, to do community service. Because Steve and I were talking about this beforehand, it seems that people dedicating or using their time to help organizations such as the Shikellamy School District, we find are becoming less and less. I will use the word self-centered, all right? And, you know, I can remember when I was a kid, President Kennedy in his inauguration speech, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. Well, I'm a proud Shikellamy graduate, as Steve is, and I've also taught there for 36 years, and I think it's one of my obligations or duties to do something for that district, too, because they've given me a lot. And I know, and I have to tell you this, Steve is our chairman, all right? And he's the workhorse. He is the workhorse in our organization. I really don't know what we'd do without this man or getting things rolling, okay? And I'm like the vice president or the assistant chairman, and we were just talking about that a little while ago. So I'm like the Joe Biden, all right? So to
I wouldn't say
well,
that.
Well, let's not go that
you're
route.
You're more helpful than that.
Yeah, I know,
is,
but
absolutely, he's a good right hand.
But we're trying to promote community service back to the school district, and it's going slowly, but it's getting there.
Well, and I think you're fostering a sense of community and camaraderie, and you know, I have fond memory of my high school years. And I always think, well, you know, nowadays some of the same programs are there, like the theater. Well, the same teacher's there. Helen Boyer has been there for 50 some years. So, but the same needs remain. You know, back then we didn't have quite as much equipment or sound equipment that we wanted. This is where the foundation, this idea, this camaraderie, sticking together, comes in.
Yes, I think that we've gotten some very good members involved with the foundation now, and I just want to give a shout out to Franz Artman, Lori Gorman, and Connie Kistler, who are spearheading the chicken barbecue, and also continuing with the sense of community. We're actually going to be cooking the chickens at the Goodwill Hose Company on Reagan Street when we determined that the pits at Brewer's Outlet were not quite large enough for the volume of chicken we had ordered. Fran made a call to the Goodwill Hose Company, and they graciously offered their pits and racks to cook the chicken. So if you're looking to get that aroma of the chicken at Brewer's Outlet, you just have to go a couple more blocks and find the aroma and then pick up your orders at Brewer's Outlet.
All right. Well, and Goodwill has a chicken barbecue coming up, so we'll give them a little shout-out, too, when that time comes. All right. Shiklemy, it's just called the Braves Foundation Chicken Barbecue. It is tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Brewer's Outlet. If you want more information about that, email your question to bravesbbq@gmail.com. You can also call 570-661-1887. And the Shiklemy Braves Foundation is available online at shikbravesfoundation.org, helping out a lot of different programs and helping out a lot of students in the process. Men, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks for all your help. We'll see you on Play-by-Play this fall, if not sooner.
Yep, that's for sure.
Appreciate
thank you,
that.
Mark.
Steve, I just seem to see you around, so that's a good way to be. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Mark.